Hello everyone, hope you all are doing well. So let me start my today's topic. Today I am going to discuss process of staffing. As earlier I have discussed the functions of management, where I have discussed planning, organizing, staffing, directing and controlling. After doing that, I have did planning in brief and we have discussed the benefits of planning, and we have also discussed how can we do effective organizing. Now I'm going to discuss the process of staffing. Before that, I want to clear one thing. I'm going to give the example of an organization. Basically, I'm talking about how do we do staffing in an organization, in the context of an organization, which defines the process of staffing. Staffing is a process of getting right person for the right job. So in organizations, we recruit employees for the right job, for the right person for the right job. Recruitment can be done via two ways in organization. First one is internal recruitment and second one is external recruitment. In internal recruitment, we hire employees from within the organization. They can be the part of organization or they can be the part of another branch or anywhere else. But they are the overall part of that organization or company. There can be many ways for that. One can be promotion if one seat is vacant and an employee need to be hired for that job, and company decided that the employee who is working on the lower position can handle that job and he works well, they can give promotion to him for the same job. They can hire ex-employees or they can do transfer of the employees to another place where where the job is vacant. These can be the ways how the company can do internal recruitment. But not all the time company do internal recruitment. It's true that company mostly likes to do internal recruitment because they get a person who is well familiar about the working condition, and they need not to invest on training and other things on that employee. But company do hire new employees which they hire from external recruitment. So how they do that process? They do that process in an organized way, where they follow a procedure. Well, first step is establishing the manpower requirement. They firstly know and estimate how much manpower they required for the job. Then they start recruitment. The recruitment is process for hiring employees, but here I mean to say that they give advertisements at different medias, print media, social media is nowadays very popular, and by other ways they advertise vacancies for the required job. Then they start the third process, which is known as selection. Selection process is very important. And where they do all the work, how they do is also a great work, and it need to be understood how they do selection process. In the selection process, their first process is step is that they do preliminary screening, in which they reject all the candidates which are inappropriate for the job. Sometimes it may happen there is a position required for an accountant, but people from HR and other department or from other skills, they are still applying for that job, as the number of unemployed people are very much in our country. So it many times happens that inappropriate people do apply for the jobs. So first process is preliminary screening, where they reject all those candidates which are inappropriate for that job. Second process is selection test, in which they do many tests of the candidates, like intelligence test, aptitude test, personality test, and trait test, and many times interest test as well. Then they do interviews. Then they check their background and references as well. This is also a very common part of hiring or selecting employers nowadays. They do background check, then they make the selection decision after keeping in mind these variables. Then they sometimes they also do medical examinations, where they check that the candidate is medically fit or physically fit or not. Then they give them the offer of job, and if he accept that offer, then he is selected as the employee. Selection process ends here, but not the staffing process. In the staffing process, the first step is estimating the manpower, then advertisement, then the selection process. After doing the selection process or selection of candidate, they also do orientation of the employees. Then also they do also organize training and development programs. Many times they give their performance appraisal after their work, on their work, on their good work, and even they get promotions in their career, and sometimes compensations, incentives, and many more things. These steps go further on in an organization. But this was the basic steps. How do a organization hire employees? By following two processes, either internal or external recruitment. So I hope you got the idea about the process of staffing. So that's all for today. Thank you.